The fear before yesterday was the CSU, the Christian Socialist Union of Bavaria, would play hardball and demand a complete closure of the borders for immigrants imminently. But that has now been postponed until after a crucial EU summit on 28 and 29 of June. Professor Wolfgang Rentsch of Magdeburg University watched the press conferences of both leaders yesterday, and he had the following observation.
There is no solution of the problem. Much more, they have postponed it until the end of the month, until the next summit of the European Union. And they have both remained in their position that Angela Merkel said that there is no automatism to refuse the entrance to people who seek asylum and have been registered before, while the Minister of the Interior, Seehofer, says if there is no solution, they will not be allowed to enter Germany, and that he is going to prepare in the next 2 weeks.
Many political observers in Germany say it's not just about immigration, but about power and about the position of the CSU in Bavaria. There will be elections in Bavaria this autumn, and Bernd Hüttemann, the president of the European Movement Germany, an NGO that promotes EU integration, explained to me what is at stake.
Basically, the CSU is doing this because of the election in Bavaria in autumn. And the CSU is trying to make really a big point in Bavarian politics mainly. So that would bring them into the position to show their own people that they are more clear about border control and migration. But on the other hand side, it's on the state level of Germany very important to see that the CDU, the rest of the country, has, for example, three prime ministers who are really, really with Merkel. They said clearly, we don't close the borders. We don't want this. So this is also a question between Bavaria and the rest of the country. It's not just between CSU and CDU. Everybody in the CDU would be very disappointed to have a clash, because if a clash would go like Seehofer as a federal minister for interior would say, I want to close the borders, then Merkel can by constitution easily say this is impossible and I take the lead. And then that could mean very probably the break of the coalition.
The irony is that the politicians are really riding the populist wave, and especially the Bavarian party tries to win votes by playing into the anti-immigration sentiments. But in fact, says Herbert Brücker, an economist specializing on immigration with the University of Bamberg, immigration by refugees, even the massive wave that came in 2015, is not harmful for the German economy.
At the moment, about 25% of the refugees are already in employment. We expect that within 5 years after arrival, about 50% are in employment. That will be still less than the average of the German population, where we have 65% in employment. But you can see that the employment rates over time converge. And at the same time, of course, the costs for the refugee migration decline. So at the current influx we have, that stands at about 10,000 people per month, I cannot see that we have a big burden to the German economy.
But the issue seems to have become more the political survival of Angela Merkel and her fragile coalition. Just last September, Merkel performed badly in national elections and was forced into a new grand coalition with the socialists, who had lost big time. It now all depends if she can hammer out some sort of plan that is both acceptable for her right-wing coalition partners in Bavaria, as well as for the European Union, where countries such as neighboring Austria and the Czech Republic will be far from happy if Germany was to completely close its borders to asylum seekers.